Hare Krishna. How do you like this melody? Isn't it wonderful? I think it is so nice because it allows us to absorb our consciousness very much into the holy name. I must admit to you that I'm just learning this melody with all of you. I made a few mistakes. Guru Hari has kindly assisted me to see them. But I thought we would train this nice melody so that we can sing it for the Nam Yagya. The Nam Yagya, as far as I know, takes place tomorrow evening. Is this correct? Is tomorrow Thursday evening? Yeah. So Thursday evening. So we're training. It must be, it's a little hot, isn't it? Today I thought to make some yoga exercises with you, but I have stopped my idea because I know if we would do them, we would all be wet from sweat. Mm. Here is a fan for those who are very much pitta. Mm. Please, my dear devotees, this is nothing in comparison to Jagannath Puri. In Jagannath Puri, it was really so hot that when we had this, when we waited for Lord Jagannath to come out of his temple, many people fell down unconsciously and had to be carried away by stretchers. Please. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pachanine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyade Satarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nitananda Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sadi Govakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. One more time. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Please repeat. Jaya Jaya Hari Dasa Jaya Jaya Hari Dasa Jaya Jaya Hari Dasa Jaya Jaya Hari Dasa Jaya Hari Dasa. I forgot one thing. Hare Krishna, Nanda Gopal, you do the right thing. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, today, my dear devotees, we will hear about Haridas Thakur's perspective. As you know, this seminar is called Seeing Krishna Through the Eyes of His Devotees. We have heard in the first lecture about a king of South India. Then we heard in the second lecture how the gopis talked with Lord Krishna about love. And tomorrow, yesterday I wanted to say, we heard about how two different personalities got different results from a great soul. There was Ramachandra Puri, the critic, and there was Ishvara Puri, the servant. And it was an intense lecture. I think we all felt very much purified after it. And today we will hear about Haridas Thakur and a few lessons which he received by the Lord. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu declared that he appeared in this world due to two personalities. One was Advaita Acharya, and the second was Haridas Thakur. Bhakta Ganeshtatate Shri Haridas. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained that Haridas is the foremost among the devotees. There is no better devotee than Haridas. This is so because Haridas is the example for the three main principles of Chaitanya Bhakti. Do you know what are the three main principles of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Bhakti? Dayalgo Ranga Prabhu? Wonderful. Could you please explain Nama Ruchi? This is attachment to the holy name. Then you have said Vaishnav Seva, service of to the devotees. And Jiva Daya means to show mercy to the fallen conditioned souls. If you can just from time to time make a check in your spiritual life, how much you have attachment for the holy name, how you serve Vaishnavas, and how you actually show compassion to the jivas, to the living entities, that will help you to make an inventory where you are in your spiritual life, and will also give you good hints where you can improve, in which areas. If a devotee is increasing his attachment to Krishna, his service to the devotees, and his compassion towards others, he will have no problem from Maya. So Haridas Thakur, and that makes him so special, is the example for all the three. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu once had a great worry. He was actually full of anxiety. Something troubled his heart. And it was Haridas who helped Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you must know, has a heart full of compassion for the fallen conditioned souls. And he once said, in great anxiety, I do not see any possibility how the living entities in this Kali Yuga on a great scale, large scale, that means many of them, can be liberated. That is my great unhappiness. Now Haridas Thakur was there when the Lord explained his unhappiness, what was troubling his heart. Have you ever been with, this is not the right way to say it. I think we all remember the times when we sat together with a person, a devotee, our friend maybe, who revealed the anxiety of his heart, what worried him. And please remember, I often have this, that devotees come to me and explain their unhappiness. And I know if at that time I can help them, sometimes it is very difficult, if one tries, one almost always is successful. If one can help them to overcome their unhappiness, which is deep in the heart, then one becomes very dear to the devotees, and they will never forget this. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had this unhappiness that he thought that some people or most of the people are just too fallen to be elevated to Krishna consciousness. But Haridas said, "My Lord, don't be in anxiety. You must know that the holy name, even if it is chanted with another intention than glorification of Krishna, can deliver all people." And he gave Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu an example, which is almost funny, if it wouldn't be so serious. He talked of a man of the Islamic faith who once had eaten rotten meat and therefore developed diarrhea. Do you know what is diarrhea? And he was just sitting in the forest, and, you know, it was a long sitting. And there was one wild boar who lived from eating human stool. And he became impatient. "Why is this person not getting up and, you know, leaving me my meal?" And he became so restless that he charged that poor person who was sitting there and pierced his heart with his tooth and killed him. So this is not a very glorious death in the midst of the forest when you are in a human situation, a little dirty, and then a wild pig comes and kills you out of his greed. So this man cursed the pig by saying, "Haram! Haram! Haram means condemned are you, you fool!" You know. But because there was the name Ram inside, he got deliverance from material existence. So Haridas gave this as an example. So don't be in anxiety. Even if a person chants in what is called Nama Bas, you know, unintentionally, he will be delivered. And then he said, "You know, Mahaprabhu, the loud chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra will be performed all over the world by those who follow in your footsteps. And in this way, all living entities, the moving and the non-moving, will dance in ecstatic love of Godhead." This we will see on Friday in Rijeka, if we don't die from the heat. We will chant and dance. Take two shirts with you, because one shirt will be totally wet after the procession. We'll see how many people will join the ecstatic chanting and dancing. Last year, do you remember, there was a good group of drummers who were joining and drumming with us. They were also feeling some ecstasy of Krishna consciousness. And then the Haridas Thakur said, "You know, when you appear to Lord Gauranga, you will empty the whole universe, like Lord Rama. When Lord Rama left the world, he took all the living entities with him, or Krishna. So don't worry. The holy name will spread and it will make people Krishna conscious." Now, I believe it is due to this blessing of Haridas Thakur that we are here. You are all examples of devotees who have been blessed by the holy name, and you are chanting and dancing, at least in enthusiasm, some of you have real love in their hearts. So this is very, very nice. Now, I would like to now tell you the story of this amazing devotee who relieved Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's anxiety. It is said that anyone who hears the story of Haridas will attain Krishna. So what we will now enter into is something which I have called therapeutic hearing. You know, today I got a wonderful therapy against my sciatic problem, and I feel now, since a few days, I feel healthy and enthusiastic again, that the pain is gone. And when you hear this story of Haridas, that was a therapy which I had. It will go on tomorrow and the day after tomorrow, hopefully. The same thing happens if you hear with attention the story of Thakur Haridas. It will be a therapy for you. You will actually, at the end of this hearing, attain Lord Krishna. Are you ready for this? Let's try it. Let's give our best. I will try my best to explain. And you please give your best to listen. Haridas Thakur is glorious for many things, but one of his glories is that he has the most amazing history of overcoming obstacle after obstacle in Krishna consciousness. Haridas Thakur got tested. As you know, he was born in a Muslim family, and at that time the Hindu society was so much worried because of the conversion tactics of the Muslims that if a Hindu just only touched the shadow of a Muslim, he felt his life was ruined. These Muslims had come from Arabia and other Islamic countries, and they only had one mission in life, and that is to conquer the land of India and make it their own. They destroyed deities. They took the broken parts of deities and used them to weigh meat. You know, when you have this scale, on one side they put the arm of Lord Govinda, and on the other they put a piece of meat from a cow. Some Muslim rulers demanded as many killed brahmanas, so that the Brahmin strings of these killed brahmanas could be weighted against their own weight. It was terrible. It was really terrible. And therefore, I beg you to understand why some temples still in India are worried to allow foreigners to enter into the temple. There is a very, very sad story where foreigners once came to India and really destroyed everything which was holy, and so on. So therefore, there are these traditional rules out of fear. So we have to understand the history. Now, there was Haridas Thakur started to amaze all the people of the country by chanting the holy names of the Lord, but not for a few hours, for the whole day and for the whole night, 22 hours a day, he chanted Hare Krishna, and he sometimes danced in ecstatic love of Godhead. Sometimes he would change colors out of intense love, and he became very soon very, very famous, so that all the brahmanas and good devotees of the Lord wanted to supply Haridas Thakur and take care of his physical needs, eating and whatever he needed. Now, there was one good Hindu, Ramachandra Khan, who saw how Haridas Thakur's name was spreading and his glory spread for being such a strong devotee of Krishna. And Ramachandra said, it's not possible. He is a Muslim. I have to tell all my people that he is really, I have to show that he is a fallen soul. And therefore, Ramachandra Khan engaged some prostitutes to allure Haridas Thakur and bring about his fall down. One especially beautiful and young prostitute took on the job. She said, I will have in one night union with Haridas, and then the next night I will come again, and again I will make him fall down, and then there can be the constable, the policeman, and he can see us and spread the news that Haridas Thakur is really not so holy. I don't want to explain all the details. Haridas Thakur made the prostitute who came to bring that he would fall down into a wonderful devotee who also chanted 192 rounds a day. That's a lot. And Haridas Thakur gave her his previous hut and continued on. He met another challenge. He was called into a meeting where he explained that even the unattentional chanting, the Namabas chanting, we have heard about what that is, by the Muslim who chanted Haram when he was killed. And he said, even this brings about liberation. So there was again a very, very Hindu, you know, a caste Brahmin, who said, Haridas Thakur tells the untruth. If the chanting does not bring liberation, then Haridas Thakur's nose should fall off. I will cut off his nose. Haridas Thakur said, it took on the challenge. He said, if the chanting of Hare Krishna, even unintentionally performed, does not bring about liberation, I will do the work for you. I will cut off my own nose. No need that you have to exert yourself and endeavor so hard. So, after this offense was heard, this Brahmana had got lepra. And when you have lepra, all the extremities of your body begin to melt. Starts with the nose and the hands and the toes until you die. So this Brahmana developed this lepra, and his nose, which was extremely beautiful and sharp and aristocratic, fell off because of this apparat. But Haridas Thakur was never left alone. Later, he was persecuted, and he was beaten for his chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, and it was attempted to kill him by whipping him to death. Now, after all these and more challenges, the ultimate challenge came. Maya Devi personally came to test Haridas. Would you like to hear about this? I feel it is very important, because Maya Devi will also come, or Maya, the personified material energy, will also come to test each one of us. Do not worry, this is in the nature of things. So that Prabhupada once said, Maya does this so that no insincere devotee will come to Krishna. So she's like almost the you know, when you go into, when you want to go into a museum, for instance, you are first checked at the entrance if you are a suitable candidate to go into the museum. I remember when I was in Washington, D.C., I wanted to learn about the history of the slaves in America, and I went to the very good museum to learn about this, and I was checked if I was qualified to enter into the museum for half an hour. finally I was found to be qualified. So Maya does some checking. It was at the bank of the Ganga River. Haridas Thakur was sitting in a beautiful cave. The moon was over the Ganga, and the light of the moon danced on the waves of the Ganga. Beautiful. I was once with some devotees in Hua, and we sat on the beach when the moon rose, and the light danced on the waves, and we thought, the moon is dancing for us only. There was a full moonlight, the waves looked dazzling, and all of a sudden, the atmosphere changed. The most beautiful of women came at the bank of the Ganga. Her body was extremely bright and effulgent, and all the trees were bathed in the yellow light or golden light which came from her body. My dear devotee, the scent means the fragrance, or in French, the odeur, from her body was so extremely charming that it intoxicated all the 10 directions. And when she moved, the tinkling of her anchor bells startled the ear. She looked extremely mysterious, and all the beauties of this world seemed to be concentrated in her eyes and her beautiful womanly form. Then she paid her obeisances to Tulasi Devi. It was clear she was on a mission. Then she came directly to the cave of Haridas Thakur and showed various feminine postures which were just so absolutely attractive that even women would lose their patience, and even the greatest philosopher would just melt away. She said, Haridas, my heart is burning with the flames of desire. You are a great saintly person who saves poor innocent creatures. I so much wish to have union with you. No one will be seeing us. Please. Haridas said, Dobrodošli. Yes, I will certainly fulfill your desire, but I have to first finish my quota of rounds. I have a vrata. You just sit here and hear patiently, and then after I'm finished, I will certainly do everything which pleases you. He chanted, and this woman listened to the chanting. Soon the Brahma Muhurta came. Then the first rays of the sun were rising up. And when it came to this hour, Maya got silently up and disappeared to come back the next evening. In the evening, she said, yesterday you gave a promise, please fulfill it today. Now, certainly, my rounds are very good, nicely progressing. Now, I will just finish this in a little while, and then you will have your wishes fulfilled. Again the morning came, and again Maya rose and left. finally, after 3 days, Maya Devi said, "For 3 days you have cheated me. Please accept my humble obeisances. I'm the illusory energy and I've come here to test your absorption in the holy name. Previously I have captivated the mind of even Lord Brahma, who under my influence began to run after his daughter with a romantic intent. Not to speak of others, you are the only person I have ever met so far who withstood my attraction. You are the foremost of all devotees. Simply by seeing you and hearing you, my consciousness is purified." From this we can just imagine how Haridas Thakur must have chanted. When Haridas Thakur chanted, "Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare." You know what happened? Krishna personally appeared on the tongue of Haridas Thakur. Personally, he was present. And therefore, when Haridas Thakur chanted, it was so attractive because the Lord was in his heart. Then Maya Devi said, "There is a flood of love of God because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is incarnating. Whoever does not float in the movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is most condemned. He cannot be delivered even in a thousand of kalpas." And then Maya Devi said, "I was previously initiated." Do you know who initiated Maya Devi? Shiva, yes. Wonderful. Shiva initiated her into the chanting of the holy name of Ram, 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 Ram. This was... Then, I was chanting the holy name of Ram, but I have come to understand that by chanting Ram's name, one will obtain liberation, but not love of Godhead, ecstatic love of Godhead. Only Krishna's holy name gives one, additionally to liberation from material existence, ecstatic love of God. And now I want to be initiated by you into the chanting of Krishna's holy name. It's all right. Shiva is for this. Later, by the way, Maya Devi got even a third initiation. Do you know in what name she was initiated the third time? Gauranga! 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 Haribo. And who initiated her? Lord Chaitanya? Is that entirely correct? Shiva. Lord Shiva again. Yes. Lord Shiva again. And Simantadvip. So now please initiate me. You know, Maya Devi is posing herself like an innocent little bhaktin. Wants love of Godhead through the chanting of the holy name. And Haridas Thakur very mercifully spoke the holy name into her ear and was delivering her. Now as Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami tells this most amazing story of Maya Devi's initiation by Haridas Thakur, he anticipates something. He sees something in advance which has not yet come. And that is that maybe we will not have faith in this, what we hear. We will not believe it. We will think this really is too... this is too unbelievable to believe it. So, Krishnadas Kaviraj says, I will tell you why you should have faith in this story. He said, Brahma came, Shiva came, the four Kumaras came, all took birth. At the time when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, even Narada Muni came, and Prahlad Maharaj. They came as humans. And they all came to obtain from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu this one gift, which is love of Godhead through the chanting of the holy name. Why then should the personal maidservant of the Lord, Maya Devi, not desire to come? Why not? If Brahma came, if Narada Muni came, Shiva came, everyone was there. Why not the personal maidservant of the Lord? But then, it is described that if you want to obtain this love of Godhead, you need to go through three steps. You need to first of all attain the mercy of a devotee. Then, second of all, you need to come to the chanting of the holy names. And then third, you will develop love. Now, I want to tell you some secret. I'm personally convinced that Maya Devi will give you also a call. Maya Devi will come to each one of us and she will ring us up and she will have some news. Not me, Maya Devi. No. I want to chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Ow. Should I press this? What is it? Maybe I should press the green. The green thing here. Sachinandan Swami here. I'm sorry. It's all right. Later. I'm in the class now. No, I have 100 devotees here. You don't understand. I have to preach to them. No. But you know, when I go home, it's about 10 o'clock. That house, yes. I have two pieces of pizza. One for you, one for me. Okay. I'm sorry. Did you hear anything? Please, this was entirely private. Don't tell it to the GBC. It's all recorded. Oh no. Hare Krishna. I'm trying to do some acting for your pleasure. Maya will come to all of us and she will have just the right suggestion. Here, in my case, she had the suggestion, let's eat pizza at 10 o'clock together. That was her message. But sometimes she has more heavy suggestions. How was Haridas Thakur successful in saying no to the powerful material energy, which is so absolutely strong that she can even bewilder Brahma, this is what we heard here, and great philosophers, what to speak of us devotees who try to be Krishna consciousness. What was Haridas Thakur's success formula? And I feel if you understand the answer, you have also the answer how to make the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra work for you. Haridas Thakur was, it is said in the translation, Krishna Nama Vishta Mana Sada. Haridas Thakur was absorbed always in thoughts of Krishna and the holy name of Krishna. Therefore, the feminine poses which the Maya exhibited that night were just like crying in the forest. He didn't hear it. When someone cries alone in the forest, no one hears it. His secret is he was absorbed in Krishna. You must also, when you chant, add to your pronunciation of the mantra the secret of absorption. It's the Sanskrit word is avishta or avesha. If you are not thinking of Krishna, or if you are not absorbed in Krishna while you chant, it is mostly a tongue muscle exercise, and Krishna is not there. Krishna only comes when he is attracted by the love of his devotee. You must learn, in other words, to think of Krishna while you chant. You must be with Krishna. In a simple language, this is called chanting in sambandha. Bandha means a bondage, a connection. Sambandha means a strong relationship with Krishna. If you don't chant with a relationship with Krishna, Krishna is not coming. I think we all know this when we go over Loi Bazaar, and Loi Bazaar means shopping center of Vrindavan. Actually not shopping center, shopping market. And you know, there are all these shop owners who call you, Prabhu, Prabhu, come, come, Prabhu, come. And mostly nowadays they wave the pictures of gurus. Your guru buys in my shop, you know. My picture is there also. But you should know, I never buy in anything because I'm totally untalented for shopping. So I have no idea what is the right thing and what is the wrong thing. And so it's not true. I have not shopped for many, many thousands of years now. They chant your name, Prabhu, Prabhu, oh, Mataji, Mataji. But they don't have a relationship to you, and therefore you will pass their shop. Only when someone calls you who has a relationship with you will you stop and will you pay attention to the needs. So Krishna is the same. You must chant in sambandha, in a relationship. There are so many devotees who don't know this, who just mechanically chant their rounds and are there in a counting game. They count chup, 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 like little children who learn to count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They every day learn to count 16. This doesn't attract Krishna. Krishna is not so sheep. You must chant in the feeling of a relationship with Krishna. Mindless chanting will not do. Prabhupada says, because Haridas Daivikesha Gunamayi, the material energy, Maya, is very difficult to overcome. And then he says, however, because Haridas Thakur was always thinking of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and was always busy satisfying the senses of the Lord with his chanting, huh? This process alone saved him from the captivation of Maya. Huh? You must think of Krishna and you must satisfy Krishna's senses. Then you will be saved from the captivation of Maya. This is very important. Don't just chant mindless rounds. Doesn't work. And I think the history of the Hare Krishna movement shows it that it doesn't work. So many we have lost. Good souls who didn't know this secret. If you want to read the secret, read in the Chaitanya Charitamrita Antya Lila, chapter 3, text 251. Sometimes devotees asked, Sachinanda Swami, how can we do this? You say we should chant and we should think of Krishna. I mean, you can only do one thing, no? I would like to give you an example which works for me. Tomorrow, Krishna Chaitanya has invited me to take prasadam with him. And I will do two things tomorrow. I will eat and I will have a relationship with Krishna Chaitanya. It's not that because I have a relationship to Krishna Chaitanya, I can't eat. I can eat better and more. Yes. With more appetite in good company. So, when you feel a relationship to Krishna, you can chant better and more, with more transcendental ruchi. You should, how can you think of Krishna? Three exercises. You are getting now one-fifth of the Japa retreat for free. Take good note, it's for free. The first exercise, a devotee who wants to chant, feeling the relationship to Krishna, feeling Krishna is present, is that he should meditate or think about how Krishna is identical with his holy name. Binatvang nama namino. Krishna is absolute. He is a member of the absolute spiritual world. And in the spiritual world, the absolute spiritual world, there is no difference between the name and the vastu or the person. So the second exercise is, you should meditate on the meaning of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. What does it mean? When you chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. You must know, it's not just a garland of names, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, but there is also a mood there. Just in this flower garland, you must know, it's not just some flowers put whimsically together. There's a certain pattern. Do you see the pattern? Here is the yellow in the middle. I hope it's the right. Let me see, because sometimes garland. Yeah, there is a logic in there. You know, here the two white things, then one yellow, then two white flowers, one yellow flower. This is a mathematical garland. Then here you see this beautiful green thing, then this yellow symphony of colors, then and here, look at this, it looks like, what does it look like? Undescribable beautiful. So the holy name, there's also some idea behind it, something in how the names are put together. It's the Maha Mantra, and the idea is really, it's a prayer to Lord, for Lord Krishna to accept us in his service. So this should be the mood, an underlying mood. Just like you can eat and have a mood of friendship with the person with whom you are eating together, when you chant, you can have a mood of prayer. Oh, Krishna, Krishna, please engage me in your service. And the last point which Bhaktivinoda Thakur says is you have this feeling that, my Lord, I'm now separated from you. Please again accept me. Huh? Ayi nanda tanuya. Please. Kinkaram patitang mam vishame bhavan buddho. Tava kripaya pada pankaja stita duli sadrisham vichintanam. It is said by Sanatana Goswami, if you want to chant and attract Krishna's attention, you have to call out to him like the chataka bird who calls for the cloud after a hot rain, rainless summer. Huh? So this is a point, I believe, which is something to talk about for a whole week, but here I just wanted to show you how Haridas Thakur was so much absorbed in the chanting of the holy name, that when Maya Devi phoned him or came to him, he just did not respond. It's really amazing. No, I'm chanting Hare Krishna. I'm really absorbed now. Hare Krishna. Chant also. Stay where you are. Haribo. No, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Absorbed, always in thoughts of Krishna, in the holy name of Krishna. It is described that you can also draw strings from Haridas Thakur. The scriptures say one can control his own desires which appear on the horizon of the mind. One can control these if one concentrates of someone who has controlled his human passions and attachments. Yes. So Haridas Thakur, some devotees have taken a deity of Haridas Thakur. Other devotees have taken wood from the Siddhabakul tree. Other devotees have made themselves familiar with Haridas Thakur from the readings in Chaitanya Charitamrita and Chaitanya Bhagavat. Please take shelter in Haridas by calling out with me. Jaya Jaya Haridasa. Jaya Jaya Haridasa. Jaya Jaya Haridasa. Jaya Haridasa. Haridasa. Yes. This was my Haridas Thakur lecture. I hope it was inspiring for you. We have still a few more minutes for questions and answers. It's amazing, isn't it? If Maya Devi personally became a devotee, it's really amazing. And so there were questions. I saw one. Your name is Misho, I believe. Oh, twin brother, your good name? Veliko. Veliko. Good. Veliko. Then, Ojashvi. Then, this devotee. No Madhuji's today. Please, no. Maybe you are shocked because we talk sometimes. You are expansions of Lakshmi Devi, according to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mataji's expansions, I'm sorry, of Lakshmi Devi. So you're a saintly saintly ladies. So you have nothing to do with Maya. You are overwhelming Maya with your devotion. I'm serious. Okay, so please feel encouraged. In other words, who was Veliko? Yes, Veliko. Yes. Yeah, very, very nice question. I think, Rudy, you should get the wireless microphone ready, and the next devotee can speak in a wireless microphone. The question was there an underlying story behind this man of the Islamic faith who just chanted haram? The way I, or was it just Krishna's mercy? Was there something which led him to this? The way I heard this story being told, and the way Haridas Thakur quotes this shloka, is really that he, by his language, chanted this haram, apparently in Arabic language means oh damned and so on. It's really there as a word. In Germany we have margarine, which is called Rama, and we have a chain of hotels which is called Ramada. Maybe we have in Croatia also Ramada hotels or Rama margarine. And I only know that when I was a young child, I ate tons of the Rama margarine. I somehow, when my parents wanted to buy another margarine, we would eat margarine for breakfast. No, wrong. We would eat butter for breakfast and margarine for supper. I remember once there was another margarine on the table. I protested very severely. I do not eat any other margarine than Rama. Rama, 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 Rama. Only Rama, 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 Rama. I remembered. My parents told me this. You were so insistent on this Rama margarine, and you were always saying more than necessary, Rama, Rama, give me the Rama, 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 Rama. You know. And I believe I became a devotee because of this Rama margarine, you know. This is Namabhasa chanting. I meant margarine, but I got also the sound vibration is just so good, you know. Rama, Rama. Is it bona fide to eat Rama nowadays? Is it, no? Some, no, it's not bona fide, says Vishaka. There is something in there which is not correct. Yes. Okay, so we can't take it. I have not eaten it since then. Yes. But I was just thinking maybe I should start again with this maggery, but if it's not all right. So it's not all right. Vishaka is a scientist in this matters. Yes. Mm-hmm. This is how I heard. It's just the mercy of the vibration. Krishna is somehow very merciful. Haridas Thakur told Chaitanya, don't worry, they will somehow get in contact. Mm-hmm. There was a, I remember, Ojasvi, yes, please, Ritsi.
In Srimad Bhagavatam?
Yes.
Okay,
this will be Krishna, a long question? Or
no, no, no.
Yeah.
Krishna instructs Uddhava that in the chapter where he explains the yoga system, and he's, on the end he said that when a person have intense meditation, on Krishna, when he's on very intense meditation, that his illusory identification with this world as his place, with the knowledge as his knowledge, and with the kriya, this movement,
activities
mm-hmm. are vanquished, are moved, mm-hmm. and automatically one no more sees Krishna as the object of meditation. Instead of that, Krishna is he's absolutely present everywhere with his devotee. And I'm my question is, what kind of this meditation, this intense meditation, how can we deliver this?
In the chapter which you mention, Krishna gives a very systematic yoga form of meditation where you take first the sun into your heart, then the moon, and then the fire. And then you see all of a sudden, then you meditate about the face of the Lord, and then the different points of the Lord. This is how the meditation is described there. For us as Gaudiya Vaishnavas, meditation is done in the form of chanting the holy name. It's called Nam Smaran. It is very much, the principle is in a way similar, just like from these fiery elements which I have mentioned, the form of Krishna emerges in the meditation. For the devotee, the form of Krishna emerges from the name. He chants the name, and as he chants the name, he automatically begins to think of Krishna. This is, by the way, not so mystical. If I would ask you now to close your eyes and I would tell you different words, you would associate different things with it. Would you like to try? Why not? Please close your eyes. Now first you need to sit properly. I will show you something. You will be amazed. Sit properly first, please. Maybe a little lift, left, right. The idea is to sit straight. Now close your eyes. And breathe. Whenever you breathe in, your shoulders widen a little. When you breathe out, your chest and shoulders come a little inside. Just observe your breath. As you breathe in, the volume of your chest increases. As you breathe out, the volume decreases. Continue to breathe in deep and visualize different things as I call them to you. The clear blue summer sky. Try to let a picture come. The calm Adriatic Sea. Mountains in the distance who are a little foggy. The wonderful pizza which is sold on the summer camp bazaar. See the cheese, olive oils, olives, the red tomato juice. Now breathe in a few times deep. Then slowly open your eyes. I think you could all see how the different items which we said, sky, atria, mountains, brought very specific forms with them. So when you chant and you learn this art to chant with feeling a relationship to Krishna, you will in the same way see Krishna. It's not very mystical. It's actually a scandal that most of us start with this only now, after chanting already 7 years or so. It's really very important that you chant with a feeling of relationship to Krishna. You chant his name. So this is a very common experience for devotees who have visited, who have read our literature on chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, the, you know, Prabhupada's books. Mm-hmm. That was, so that is our meditation. We don't go with this, let the form appear from the fire on the lotus of our heart. That is for the mystic yogis. And really, Ojashvi, to be very successful in this, you need a lot of training. It's a lot of training in order to experience something. But to chant, I think you are doing already very nicely. I think if you learn this with the Sambandha, then you will have amazing meditations in chanting. It's called mantra meditation, huh? Don't we say like this when in our mantra cards? It's not only for the karmis that we say this. This is mantra meditation. It's also for us. Yes. Mm-hmm. There was another question, I think, who was our devotee? Was, yes, our your name is Bhakti Ivica. Oh yes, I know the name, I know one Ivica in Split, yes.
You said that Maya will come in our life and do some checking. And we need to understand our enemy when we fight upon him. Can you somehow explain Maya so we can better understand her? what we can inspect or something like that?
Maya comes always on a certain road. It's important to know the road from which direction she attacks. Ananda Gopal, be careful, she might come any moment. From she can only work if your attraction is pulled towards her. She will do something to, and that only works if your attraction is brought away from Krishna. But let me think for a moment, Ivica. My brain is a little... hot and it doesn't work so well. But it Ananda Gopal, a little bit more cool air to the brain, please. How can you describe Maya and how does she come? Krishna says, tells a little bit about this road. Jayato Vishayan Pungsang Sang Sangatesho Vijayate, that by meditating about the objects of the senses, you develop attachments, and then there's when you can fulfill your attachment, there's greed, you want more. When you cannot fulfill your attachments, you are getting angry or frustrated, and then you slowly go down in your consciousness. But Maya is sometimes very trickier. Maya can also come, for instance, in a disguise that she tells you, you are a very big devotee, Ivica. I mean, it's very clear you are a self-realized bhakta. This may be only one on the planet Earth, but you are the one. Maya can go through. Oh, Krishna, how to describe Maya, Ivica? I'm sorry. I talked so much on Haridas Thakur that. Oh, one moment. You deserve a better answer. How to describe Maya? How would you all describe Maya? Can you help me, please? Maybe you know a little of Maya. How does it feel when Maya comes, Vasudev? Whatever is not related to Krishna, that is Maya. Here we have one very nice Bhagavatam definition. Thank you, Vasudev. Mahaprabhu. Very nice definition. Maya always tries to convince us that we are Purusha, that is the enjoyer. Very nice. Yeah.
Temptation.
Temptation. I'm tempted here. I'm tempted there. Temptation. I think this was a very good definition for Mahaprabhu, a very philosophical definition, as was Vasudev's. It's very good to go to the scriptures. Maya, what is not related to Krishna, and also yes, you think you are the enjoyer. That is very deep, but this answer. We are actually all the enjoyed. We are meant to give enjoyment to Krishna, but when we are in Maya, in some ways we want to enjoy anything, you know, even Krishna conscious positions and so on. Yeah, Vedarane?
Maya often comes through a very small door.
Maya comes to a small door. It's very, you can't recognize her at once, but. Madhajis, Manisha, please. Maya becomes manifested when we develop the tendency to find fault in others. Yes, Dharmagupta. Very nice. Radhanath Maharaj said that Maya says to a materialist, you don't have to surrender to Krishna. And Maya says to a devotee, you don't have to surrender just now to Krishna, later. Very nice. We hear many nice things. Yeah, somehow our Matajis are today a little, were you in the atria? When you're hot, you must go in the atria. Then you become cool again. Gauranandini, you have a question. Gauranandini, can we park your question? We are just collecting what is Maya. Marayandi.
Hello.
when we cannot hear the holy name properly, that means Maya is there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The discussion is very nice. You all tell practical, realized knowledge, or maybe I shouldn't say it like this, experience. But I really feel when it comes to identifying Maya, it's really good to go through the eyes of the scriptures. Because she is... Maya is a very, very subtle servant of Krishna. Totally intelligent and very dedicated and committed servant of Krishna. She's not so easy to understand. When you understand her, she will turn around and you will see there's an entirely different face which you have never seen. Oh, this is a face which pulls you to Krishna, Yoga Maya. A very subtle personality. When Maya draws her veil, and the veil is opening, then Yoga Maya becomes active. I'm now looking at the wristwatch. Goranandani, you have a question. Could we please ask the question tomorrow? Is it possible to keep it? Yes, because some questions are not to be kept, like maybe fruit juice. It cannot be kept. It has to be drunken immediately. Mm-hmm. So I would like to end our presentation here. Tomorrow, my dear devotees, I will present to you something which I will go to a devotee called Syamananda Pandit, Syamananda, who actually had the personal darshan of Srimati Radharani, and how this is, and how he then met Lord Krishna, is very, very fascinating story. A story of with many lessons. But please take with you from this lesson Haridas Thakur's method of chanting, that is, he was absorbed in Krishna. Krishna Avesha. Thank you very much. I want to also remind you, today in the evening I heard, evening means in about 20 minutes or so, I heard His Holiness Jayapataka Maharaj will give a program together with Chandramouli Maharaj and myself on congregational chanting. No, congregational. I was chanting. There was so much on the Haridas Thakur's influence. Congregational preaching. If you feel attracted to the program, please do come. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srila Haridas Thakur ki, Gaura Premanandi Ari Ari Bo.